$140. That's a discount. It's a $200 machine.
Oh, I have never priced them, but...
All right, if you're calling the horse, making noise to a horse to make him to go, make him go a little faster, make him start. Let's put it that way. You want to make him start.
Get out.
Okay. And a call to the horse to make him stop.
Whoa.
Or ho, we used to say. I think just plain ho. Mm-hmm.
And the call to pigs when it was feeding time.
Woy, woy, woy.
Okay, and a call to sheep to get them in from pasture. Any sheep ever?
Not high.
We never had sheep.
Okay, and a call to the chickens at feeding time.
Cheek, cheek, cheek.
I'd be interested in any other answer you might get to that.
Chicky, chicky, chicky.
Uh-huh.
That's the only other one.
None of those unusual sounds like woof and...
Oh, for pigs, they have suey, suey, or king, king, king. I don't know why. Somebody, I don't know where that's from. Conanny, conanny. Oh, that's for sheep. I'm sorry. Got the wrong one. Sioux boys for the pigs. Come on. Seems to be coming through pretty well today. Now, you put your feet in the what when you're riding a horse? In the
stirrup.
And do you ever use the word nigh horse or near horse?
No.
The one on the left.
Well, I remember using it way back, but now they wouldn't hardly know, anyone now would know.
No.
Well, it's hard to know the horse to start with.
I wouldn't either, except I have it in front of me here, I can see it. And if you're driving a buggy, you hang on to the
lines.
Would that be the same as the reins?
Yes,
yes,
I think it would. But we call them lines at our house, too.
Well, if you're driving, I mean, if you're riding, then we refer to the reins if you're riding the horse.
Riding horse back.
Yeah. Right. Yes, riding horse back. What you would refer.
That'd be reins.
Yes.
And lines on a buggy.
For driving.
Okay.
The lines.
If somebody doesn't live very far, you'd say, oh, it's just a little...
ways.
And if they do live pretty far, you'd say, oh,
it's quite a distance.
Or quite a long...
Quite a long ways.
Okay. And you can say pretty safely that you can find weeds almost...
any place.
Or almost any... almost any...
Anywhere.
You can talk to Mrs. This is going to be a mutual interview, I guess, it turns out, but since you are from the same place, well, it should reflect both anyway, except in one case so far. How do they talk about... Skip something here. Oh, you might admire the wheat, the man's grown, and say, it looks like you're going to have a good
crop.
And add a crop, what? You're going to have a good
harvest?
What was the product? A good
wheat crop. Good wheat harvest would be.
Mm-hmm.
But I think crop was used more, like.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and the trenches that the plow cuts in the ground are called.
Furrows.
And when you cut all the trees down on some property, say the land was
cleared.